Three, two, one.
Here we go!
Let's get ready to suck it!
Welcome to your doom.
Snack bar, Lambeau Field. I was scalded by the cheese of a flaming hot nacho.
You play to win the game.
He starts to come and then he pulls out.
Hope it's from a slice of gabagool.
Finish him.
Oh, it's hard, goddamn work being this good.
Welcome back to another episode of the Dudecast. That's with right. Your two favorite dudes. I'm Dom, he's Mark, and we're back again, ladies and gentlemen, right. For another episode.
And I don't remember if this was episode 48 or 49.
You're right, 48 it is.
It was 48. That's what I'm fucking talking about.
There we go.
On the Chop Sports YouTube page, we're in the Chop Studios, Madawan, Jers, Dave behind the big padded wall. And I don't have the boss bitch here tonight. She's gone, folks. She is in Key West, Florida.
Florida junk.
Being Florida junk. But instead, we have in her place a special guest. It is the one and only Big Yams.
What up?
Brian. Is it, did you pronounce your last name Senator or is it Senator?
Senator.
I was right the first time. Nice. Yeah. So, Brian here. I've known him for a minute. He is an accomplished barber. He's a social media personality. He's starting a clothing company. He's doing a lot of things. So we wanted to have him on the show. And
you should have had me on with the number of the episode. You should have waited until it was 69.
It would have been
missed. I would have preferred to be on episode 69.
69 would have been good.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, we were talking about episode 60 doing a power hour episode and just drinking beer every minute for the entire episode.
Yeah. Shot of beer every
And I don't drink anymore.
I don't drink anymore.
So, like, I haven't drank in, like, a year and a half.
Dude,
so, like, if I did that, I would immediately throw up.
Yeah, that'll ruin your life.
So,
yeah,
back in the day, we 100%. Used to do this where we created compilations of Power Hour mixes on CD. So, we would do, like 60-second clips of songs, and then after the 60-second mark, you take a shot of beer. So, we would do, like Mark was saying, TV, like, show themes. Like, all classic, like, 80s and 90s, like, sitcom themes.
Yeah.
And at the end of every 60 seconds, like, a horn or something will go off. And that's where we do it. So we did it with that. We've done it with wrestling themes.
Uh-huh.
a few other ones as well.
Yeah.
But like it always went past the hour.
Yeah.
Mark. So we always called them an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an hour and a half.
Forget
it. At least
it doesn't stop.
Bare minimum hour and a half.
Yeah, just keeps going until it's too late.
Those are the best.
Always.
But yeah, actually it's funny, like the way we met, I think, is hilarious still. Like we met because we were both dating girls that were living together.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, dude, bro, I forgot about that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That house is crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That house is crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
Both nuts.
Yeah. Complete whack jobs. I was like, I'm surprised
dude,
both got out alive.
Yeah, dude, I forgot about that. Fuck, man. See, at least for you, though,
I got out.
Yeah, I'm stuck, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
Like in one way or another,
I
man.
Know.
Like,
but
I'm
it's
stuck.
Probably, but it's the best thing ever happened to you. In the same way.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. No, my son's the best. Yeah. Love that kid to death.
I was going to assume
would die
a child
in a second. Yeah. No, would die for him in a second. But yeah, it's just the other part. Not. So
yeah.
Great.
Not so great.
Not so great. Could do without that.
Yeah. Absolutely. But yeah, no,
but
that
yeah,
was,
I forgot that
yeah,
that is
that
how we
was
met.
How
yeah,
we
I
met.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, because I remember I just showed up one day. I'm like, oh, good, there's somebody else to suffer with me in this place. This is great.
Yeah, dude.
I'm trying to connect your dots now.
Yeah, it was. What's
okay?
It, yeah,
so yeah,
without name,
because when she first moved here,
uh-huh.
she stayed
her.
Up. She stayed there.
Okay.
Yeah, she moved. His ex moved into my ex's apartment.
Yeah.
When she first moved up here from like some
yeah,
other state,
like,
right?
Yeah, the way yonder.
Yeah, yeah.
The yonder.
Yeah, fucking yeah.
The dark yonder.
Wherever she came from.
When she rose up from the depths of hell,
yeah,
she came up here.
Yeah, and then she moved into my ex's apartment at the time. And I, like, she made it out to me like they were best pals.
Right?
Come to
I
find
the
out,
same
they
thing.
Knew each other for like 2 months through the internet.
Sketch.
Before she just was like, yeah, you can fucking leave your home state and move
and
into my
me.
Apartment. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, this is going to be a disaster.
Yeah. And she made
this is
the
not
same thing.
Work out.
Same thing. I'm like, oh, these girls know each other for years.
Yeah, dude.
They go
That's
back
what
years.
I thought. I thought they known each other for so long.
That's
and
how you go.
They
girls
not.
Are crazy. Mm-hmm. When crazy girls are crazy,
Insane.
That's how they crazy.
Yeah. Dude, if I knew some guy for like 2 months, there is no shot you're moving into my house.
Yeah.
0%
Oh, no way.
Chance.
Yeah.
No
That's
way.
Have you met my best friend? only been best friends for 2 months.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen with dudes.
No.
Dudes don't do that.
Never, yeah, I've been friends with him since second grade.
Dude, I've been like friends with a guy at my gym for like 6 months. I don't even know his name.
Those are the best.
Yeah. What's up, man?
Like, we just give a fist bump every morning, like, hey, good job.
Because
and then,
it's
like,
the respect
it.
Factor only. Yeah. The friendship is based on only respect.
That's
and mutes,
it,
and like, it's like, I'll see you later.
It's like, you're
that's
a solid
it,
guy. I'm
like,
a solid
hope you
guy.
Have a good day. But yeah. Like, I really don't need to know your name. It
yeah.
doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to see any other place but here. And if I do, yeah. it'll be a pleasant surprise. And I'll say, what's up, dude?
Yeah, you know dude. That's yeah. it, dude.
You're
I
the
hit
gym
everybody
guy.
With dude. Everybody, dude.
That was his. I couldn't remember his name for the life of me, so it was just dude and man for like
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
Up, we're talking second grade.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's
yeah.
up, man?
What's up,
dude?
Yeah, man. I was, dude. Yeah, I was a smooth brazen young kid.
Well, it's just so much easier.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Who needs names anyway? Yeah.
That's why we call it the dude cast, because everybody here's a fucking dude.
Yeah.
Girls are dudes, everybody's a dude. I'd say it's up, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. You could call anybody a dude. Don't matter.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
It's a fact.
Yeah.
But all right, so you are a barber, correct? Where do you barber yeah. at currently?
So I own a shop called Loyalty Barber Company okay. in Wyckoff, New Jersey.
Wyckoff, that's where it's at. Yeah. That's not where I went and got cut by you, right? You were
working
somewhere else.
No, I was working
else.
At it. Yeah, that was I was working at a different shop at
yeah.
that time. Yeah.
I'll tell you.
That was the next town over though.
Yeah.
So it's right in that same
that's
area.
That's why I assumed you were from coming from that area, cuz I'm like, I think it's still in the same general
yeah.
area.
Yep.
But I remember I came, I got cut by you. I, as you can tell, I probably that was the last haircut I got.
I'm not far off.
yeah, nobody in this room gets haircut. Dude, I haven't had a haircut in like 6-7 months now
yeah.
either. So,
but yeah. no, and like I said, you did a very good job. And like that, the only reason I haven't gone back up there is because like it was a hike when
it's
I got
away.
It was like a fucking
yeah.
over
I would
an
never
hour change.
Yeah, dude, my like, clients yeah. that do come, like I have some clients that come over from New York. Not the city, but like upstate New York,
yeah.
like suffering and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And like, I mean, dude, respect to anybody that does that because I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't.
He
do
lives
it.
Right by Port George.
I don't care how good
like
the haircut is.
Not
I'm not
that
driving
far.
That far to get
yeah.
a haircut. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I would never expect you to every 2 weeks drive an hour and
yeah.
an hour back. There's no way. No shot.
Yeah. That's crazy. But like, yeah. what made you start to like want to be a barber? Because it's obviously
yeah.
an art form and shit like that. Like, is
yeah.
it something like. One day you were like, ah, fuck, I'm gonna cut hair. Or like, was there like progressive steps to get there? Like,
yeah.
decided like, okay, I'm gonna cut hair.
Because it's
fuck
one thing
it.
To,
yeah.
to decide on a career path and want to be a you know barber and cut hair, and then
yeah.
to take it to the next level and like want to be a business owner
mm-hmm.
and then have people
yep.
under you
yeah.
and
yep.
you know all those responsibilities
that
come with it. So
yeah. I mean, not anybody can just like go out and open a shop. A lot of
yeah.
people just don't. They just don't have what it takes, to be honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, to like getting into how I became
yeah.
a barber.
Take us back. I want the
yeah,
layers.
Yeah, I was
rip the
say,
layers
yeah,
back.
It's a little bit of a long layer. Story, but
rip them back. I want to hear.
So as I'm sure you know, like I'm sober.
Yeah.
So before I got sober, I had gotten in some trouble, and the judge sent me to a long term rehab. You had to be there for a minimum of 6 months.
Mm.
You know, it's rehab. You can't just wander off to do whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
So nobody could leave to get a haircut.
Okay.
So there was one guy in there, and I to this day I can't remember his name. I wish I did so I could try and look him up and kind of thank him.
Yeah.
But he had a pair of clippers, and he would mostly cut everybody's hair on the weekends, just like keep everybody as clean as he could
mm-hmm.
with the tools he had in there. And up until that point, I never really went to a barbershop as a kid. My mom didn't have money. She just buzzed me and my brother's head with the rusty clippers in the closet
yeah,
and
yeah.
called it a day. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I mean? That was it. Never
it
had
wasn't
a
in your goddamn eyes.
Yeah, no. Yeah she, was, yeah, she didn't care what we looked like as long as our hair wasn't long.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember it was, like, one weekend I was just walking by, and he was out on the porch. He was cutting hair. There's a bunch of people hanging out, laughing, joking. There's music playing. And, it looked super cool to me. Like, I didn't know exactly why, but I was drawn to it for some reason. And I went over and I hung out with him for a little bit, watched him cut hair, just, like, chilled, watched what was going on. And then later that night, went back to my apartment, and I was like, dude, I'm going to go get his clippers, and I'm going to do some haircuts. I don't know why. Just
like,
all of a sudden,
it,
all of a sudden in my head, I was like, dude, I'm going to cut some hair. Like, I don't know why, but I want to do that. Whatever he was doing, I want to do that. Because it looked so fun. It looked awesome to me.
You got everybody hanging out, community.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
like everyone was having such a good time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was like, all right, I'm going to go. I went and knocked on his door, and I asked him if I could borrow his clippers. And he gave them to me. And then I walked around that facility, and I found three people who were willing to let me cut their hair.
Just off, never ever doing it.
Couldn't, yeah.
Just bro, fucking.
I'm just a guy in rehab. Yeah, like, yeah, I'm like 6 months out of like, like just shooting dope, type bro. Shit, like, yeah. Yeah, like never cut hair a day in my life. And for some reason, they were like, yeah, dude, fucking cut my just hair. Cut go it. For it,
fuck
dude.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And yeah, I cut three people's hair. Those were the first three haircuts that I ever did on other human beings. Mm. And this was still when I lived down in South Carolina.
Okay.
And then, I got out of that facility. I called my dad up here, and I begged him to let me move back up here, and came back to New Jersey. And then, you know, it was like time to get my life together. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I was like 25, 26 years old.
Oh, yeah. It's the pivotal age.
Yeah.
Big time,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, dude.
That's the real. That's the realism age, I like to call it, when you're like, you yeah. start seeing the light, like, okay, if I don't do something soon.
It's getting late. You yeah. know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
had that talk
I had
before.
Just been getting yeah. high for so long. Like, I had already lost so many years mm-hmm. of, like all my boys were, like, making progress and going yeah. to college and doing all these things. And, mm-hmm. like, meanwhile, I just left, like, my seventh rehab. You know what yeah. I'm saying? I'm like, fuck, yeah. man. So, you know, I had this, like, fresh start. My dad let me move in with him, you know, no bills and shit like that. So I had this fresh start. And I was, like, trying to think of what it is that I wanted to do, what I wanted to pursue with my life. Mm. And I sat in my bed one night, I remember, for like quite some time, and just no TV, no music, no nothing, just silence, trying to think of what it was that I wanted to pursue. Because also at that point, I had been getting high for so long that I didn't have like hobbies or passions. Yeah, like I didn't yeah. care about anything. I was running the yeah. streets for almost a decade.
Okay.
Mm. So I was trying to think, like, what do I want to do? What do I like enough that yeah, I can see myself
doing
it forever?
Like that, like you said, when you're running the streets like that, like you lose track of like. You know,
like that's
real,
it,
like
dude.
Shit. Like, yeah. you're not gonna follow sports. You're yeah. not. You don't care.
Nothing, dude.
You're not gonna like. Because like I've noticed,
I didn't keep up with any of my teams yeah. for the longest time.
Yeah, like as I've noticed a lot in like the card collecting community.
Yeah,
like a lot of people who are into like cards and do all that. They were like once people who were super into active addiction and stuff like that. And they're like they're sober now, but like this is their vice now. Like they're super into.
Now, yeah, like that's their thing.
Yeah, like yep. they get hyper fixated on yeah. it, but yeah, I mean, like, that's a, you know, you're doing that for so long. Like you said, you don't have fucking hobbies. So you, what do you like to do? Well, if
it,
I want to do something, what the fuck am
you're
I going to do?
You're completely rediscovering yourself.
Yeah,
out of,
yeah like, yeah. I just, like, the only thing that mattered to me for almost a decade of my life was getting high.
Yeah.
That was it. I remember one time I had a little Chevy S10, bro. I couldn't manage to save up $30, like, all at the same time to get the thing in oil change mm-hmm. for, like, a year and a half. Oh. Fucking one day.
Every money's just, every dollar.
Every penny, dude. Yeah. Every dollar I came across was dope.
Yeah.
Until one day the engine just seized. The truck was
like,
dead, bro. Because I couldn't get it
yeah,
in oil.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't put together $30 at one time. Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah, so then, you know, I was sitting in my bed thinking, and I remembered the feeling that I got when I did those haircuts, the mm-hmm. satisfaction that it gave me
yeah.
to know that they were happy, like I made them feel good.
Yeah.
Even though they probably lied, the haircut was fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The haircut was dog shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they definitely were lying to me, but nonetheless, it made me feel good.
Yeah.
To know that I made them feel good, so I just chose barbering, mm-hmm. and I went and enrolled in barbering school in Paramus. While I was in that school, I had to take 2 30-day leaves of absence to go to rehab again.
Okay.
Because you know my plan was like, all right, I'm gonna leave South Carolina, go to New Jersey. Like, I'm good. I'll be able to stay
no
sober.
No connects and everything.
Yeah.
And
then I quickly found out about Paterson, New Jersey. You know what I mean? And how close I live to that place.
Oh, yeah. If you're up there, you're pretty damn close. Yeah.
Oh, dude. I was
My
like,
cousin
10
lives
10
up there.
I could be
it's
in Paterson
nuts.
In 10 minutes. Yeah, nuts. Dude. Like, and you don't, it's not like when I was getting high in South Carolina, like, you got to have a phone number. You got to know somebody. You got to have a car mm-hmm. to drive to them. Yeah. Right? Everything's spread out. You just, and I was like, oh man, like I could just go to Paterson.
Walk down the street.
People
and
are just out.
They're going to offer me drugs.
Yeah, dude.
Like, everything you want.
They know what you're there for. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like, yo, what do you need?
I'm my
like,
cousin says every time he goes to the liquor store, they harass him every time.
Oh,
just
yeah.
because
yeah.
he's like, I'm a white dude that lives in Paterson.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So was there a certain like temptation that made you get, you know, to explore again down that route? Or was it just the ease of accessibility that, you know,
I don't even think it was enticing. No, I don't think it was the ease of accessibility, because when I first made the decision to go get high again, I didn't even know Paterson existed. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, I didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just started hitting up, like, random friends. It was like, yo, do you know where to get this, that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that led me to, like, yeah, just fucking drive down to Paterson. But, no, man, I think it was, like, I wasn't okay inside, right? That's addiction and you know, substances and all that stuff. The substance is never, that's not the problem. That was the solution to the problem that was internal. That was what fixed me internally. That's what, you know, shut my brain off, you know, childhood, the trauma, emotions, all that stuff. Like, I didn't have to deal or think about any of that stuff. So until later in life when I realized, like, how to cope and kind of manage and stuff like that, like, I was never able to stay sober. So I think that's what it was. Like, I just still hadn't worked on myself at all, didn't, none of that shit. So, you know, I resorted to the only thing I know to make myself feel better was go get high. So, you know, I did that. And, yeah, two more times during barbering school. I had to go to facilities two more times for 30 days each. And
but you never got kicked out of barbering school, no?
I didn't. And the reason for that is there is one person that I also fully credit with the fact that I'm here able to be a barber and travel the country and do the things that I do with the, with this craft. I had a teacher in that facility who was just like me.
Okay.
She was sober for much longer than I obviously was. But she knew what I was going through. She could see. I mean, I'm like nodding off in class. She knew I had a problem. And we became friends. And her boyfriend at the time ended up being my sponsor for a little while.
Okay.
So we were like going to meetings together. Yeah. I was having dinner at their home. We were friends like on a much deeper level outside of school than anybody else was with her at school. And so every time the administration of the school was fed up with me and the shit I was doing at school and was ready to kick me out, she went to bat for me.
Oh, wow.
And made sure that they did not kick me out.
Wow. So that's a solid motherfucking person right there.
Oh, she's awesome. Like, to this day, she teaches at a different school now. And every now and then, I'll go down to that school and teach those current students a class for free.
Oh, nice. Sick.
Just as a small repayment to what she did for me. Because if I got kicked out of that school, none of this happens.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, that's invaluable. Like,
my life is
like,
so different if I get kicked out of that school.
What's her name? Give her a shout out.
Miss Shannon. She knows. Miss Shannon. Okay. Yeah.
Miss Shannon, you kick ass. That's fucking awesome.
Shout out Miss Shannon. Yeah. Without her, man, I probably wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be able to do this.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So she made sure that I made it through the school. And that was 7 or 8 years ago now that I've been a licensed barber now.
And you were just like kind of bouncing around Chop Shop for a while and then
for a little while.
Say, fuck it, I'm going to just do my own thing.
Yeah, well, so after I got out of school, I still wasn't sober coming out of school. So I think I worked at like 5 or 6 different shops fresh out of school. And then finally I found this one shop. I stayed there, the one where I cut your hair the one
time. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I was there for like 4 years.
You were super dapper in that one. Maybe you can dress up in that one.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude.
It was like suit style.
Yeah, bro. That was my least favorite part.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. It was like the old school barber thing.
Dude,
like,
the whole shtick.
They gave you treatment, dude. It was the hot towel.
Oh, yeah.
Like the services were great.
It's nice.
But like as a barber, like you got to like the button down shirt, like tucked in, like
the 1920s
nice shoes.
Bail.
And I'm like, dude, I like try cutting hair, being on your feet all day.
It's a job within
itself. Wood bottom shoes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That shit was not comfortable, bro. It sucked. That was my least favorite part about it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Was it a busy place?
Yeah, it was decently busy. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. I mean, I stayed there for 4 years, so you know, something kept me.
Yeah, for sure.
But then it was when I had my son.
Okay.
I knew because mostly in New Jersey, barbering, you work on commission.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a certain percentage of it goes to your boss, and then you keep a certain percentage. And I knew as soon as I had my son that there was no shot that I was going to be able to cut hair and work for somebody else and give my son the life that I want to give him.
Okay.
I knew that was not – it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I knew at that point somehow, some way, I had to work for myself.
Yeah.
And then I – set out on a mission to make that happen
while doing what you love.
Yeah. That's what we like to say. We have some people sitting in that seat, and like we always try to have someone sitting in that seat that's doing what they want to fucking do.
Yeah, it's ultimate inspiration. Yeah.
Dude, there's a lot of people. I mean, I cut a lot of their hair. The people that have to get up every morning and go to a job that they hate.
Yeah.
Because they've now built up this lifestyle that they have to maintain.
Exactly.
They have no choice. It's not even an option anymore. You know what I mean, they couldn't quit that job and try to pursue a passion if they wanted to.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they've built up a life and they got bills to pay now.
Exactly. And that's the one thing I did want to ask you too, like as a barber, because I know myself, like being in the chair and like having a relationship with a barber who, you know, you see kind of on a consistent basis and you, you know, build like a friendship with and stuff like that. Like I end up my barber ends up being like my therapist, man. Like, and you don't even think about it until like you're actually like, wow, I actually just told this dude that. Like, that's crazy. Like, you know, how do you feel about that? Like being on the other end, and I'm sure like I'm not the only one. You experience that type of relationship with like a lot of your customers.
Oh yeah, all the time, dude. I know so many secrets. I know so many things that my clients are doing or shouldn't be doing or whatever. Like I know it all, man, but I love it. Like the fact that somebody feels comfortable enough to share that information with me, like it makes me feel privileged.
Yeah.
You know? Like I'm not just anybody to them. Like they genuinely trust me and they know that like what they tell me is not going to get back to anybody else. Right, because if they thought it would, they wouldn't tell it to me.
Yeah, definitely not. The barbershop definitely holds a lot of secrets. Oh, yeah.
That's it,
man.
Dude. Like, everything stays in that barbershop. Oh, yeah. Nothing leaves there. You could come in there and tell me whatever you want, man. It's not, I'm not telling anybody.
Does anything shock you at this point?
No. No, not really, man. No, I've heard all kinds of stuff,
man. I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, like, what are your favorite things about just being a barber, probably? Like, if you had, like, a top three things about being a barber, what would you think they would be? Top three favorite things about being a barber.
I mean, I like the number one, just the artistic aspect of it.
You get to be creative every day.
Yeah, know, like I was never built to sit in an office.
Yeah,
I can't do that. Like I would go crazy.
Facts, that's why I drive all day. Just because I'm out all day. I don't have to fucking sit.
Yeah, right. It changes. Like your day is not the same. Yeah. Like I can't. I'm not built for that. Like sitting in an office, like.
Can't do
email
either.
Stuff. There's no
this
way,
brain
dude.
Does not concentrate like that. I can't. I'm like, I would see a fucking something bounce. I'm like, what? I can't. Yeah.
My brain doesn't stop. So like, I need to get that energy out somehow. Mm-hmm. If I'm just typing on a computer all day, dude, I'll blow my brains out. There's no way.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's the first thing is just the creative aspect. Nice. I get to do something different every other day. And I get to create something like from nothing, right? If somebody comes in.
It's like a blank canvas.
Yeah, it's a blank canvas. And I get to mold and sculpt it into this awesome thing.
Yeah. That's sick.
Number two, probably the freedom that comes with being a barber.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Especially now that I own my own shop. Like, like I
you
could
pretty
just
much set
leave.
Your own.
Like I just left early today to come do this with you guys, and like nobody can tell me not to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like no one can say shit to me. You know what I mean? Who's gonna? What are you gonna report me to HR?
Yeah, yeah exactly.
Like nobody can say anything.
Who's gonna answer, Braden?
yeah. Like I could do whatever I want. You know what I mean? And you know, and then with the opportunities I have within the industry to travel and teach and stuff like that, I could just block my day out and. Leave.
Yeah.
And no one can say anything.
That's awesome.
So the freedom that comes with it is definitely awesome.
Yeah, you set your own schedule for sure, and that's sick.
Yeah. And then number three, probably the satisfaction. Because I'm self-aware enough to know that I'm a person that needs instant gratification all the time.
I get that.
Mm-hmm. And now I get it every 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's true.
Every 30 minutes of every day, somebody comes in with like crazy hair, and then within 30 minutes, I make it not crazy hair.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get to look and go, all right, cool, I did that.
The person
I'm
looks like
satisfied,
a human being
move
now.
On.
They feel good. Yeah. They had a positive experience. I'm happy. On to the next one and kind of rinse and repeat, which is cool, man.
Yeah. I like that. It feels good. Like every 30 minutes, I get that little serotonin boost. Keeps
a little
me going. Yeah.
It's like a bump like every 30 seconds.
It's organic, like just enough to keep me going still. It's just
organic
enough.
Fucking, it's a little, it's that organic dopamine. It's just that good old classic feel good dopamine.
Yep.
That we all long for.
Yeah,
right?
We all fucking long for.
Yeah, dude. Desperately.
Nice. So on the flip side, I guess then, we talk about the positive aspects of this, but also as a business owner, as a barber, there's challenges, right? Financially, operationally. A lot of risk that's involved in that. So, tell us about like some of the, challenges of being a business owner and maybe how you've overcame some of those challenges at this point.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to be honest, man, running a business, it's not. I don't know. Maybe it's different in other businesses, but mm-hmm. as far like, as yeah, a like, barber like, shop, yeah, like right it's here, not,
it's different.
It's
like
not
so,
too
we're
crazy.
Yeah, we're in a studio right here, right now, right. Yeah. This is Dave's studio. He runs the studio. I'm sure it's so different than the way you have to run your business.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying. Like a barber shop, like and.
Like, as long as I have clients coming in,
like, you need traffic.
Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I there's not too much. Like, make sure the bills get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure clients come in. Make sure we got hair product to sell that they, that, you know, the clients need. Make sure the fridge is stocked. Make sure everything's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Past that stuff.
Like, do you have anybody working under you now that works at the shop now?
Yeah.
So I'm a barber that's,
so, so
your
that's
stuff.
So that yeah, so that's been the biggest issue so far is finding barbers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's been the biggest issue. I have one apprentice who I've been working with and teaching him, and he's great. And then I got another guy who's starting in a couple weeks in April, April 1st. Yeah, that's been the biggest challenge is just finding barbers, right? Because I don't like I can teach anybody how to cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learned skill.
Mm.
What I can't teach somebody is to be a good person.
Yeah. That's
and that's what's
true.
Most, that's what's more important to me. Yeah, yeah. Like, are you going to show up for work on time? Are you going to want to stay late if somebody walks in real quick? Are you going to want to call out all the time? Are you going to come into the shop smelling like weed? Like, you know, all these things that, that barbers like to do. I don't want that. You know what I mean? This is. Like for this is not like a side hustle to me.
This is
I
your
mean,
full yeah. life. This
like
is your
yeah,
life.
Like a lot of barbers look at it like it's a side hustle.
Yeah.
You know I mean, they kind of get into
it's
it
quick
as a,
cash.
Yeah, it's like a cool thing to make some cash on the side. Blah blah blah. Show up to the shop late, leave early to do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And like, dude, this is all I know how to do.
Yeah.
Like I don't know how to do anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is all I have.
Yeah.
So.
And you
I,
have
I
a little
want,
person that you have to
yeah, right? I got somebody
take
that
care
depends
of
on
course,
me now.
Yes.
So it's, you know, it's not just me that I have to worry about anymore. I got somebody else that depends on me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm more concerned when hiring people with, you know, like I said, are you a good person or not? Do you know how to talk to people? Are you going to be a dick when somebody comes in here? Like all those sorts of things. I can't teach that stuff. But if your haircuts are not up to par, I can teach you how to get better. That's just a learned skill.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. But yeah, it's been tough trying to find barbers.
That's crazy. You figure like how, you know, like you said, with all the positives of being a barber, like if I like, listen, I would do it if I wasn't so fucking I'm not coordinated. I can't draw. I can't like, I can just imagine if I was fucking trying to shave someone's head or like trying to like make an even haircut.
You could do it eventually.
Probably.
Bro, if you saw some of the haircuts I did when I first started.
I'm sure.
Oh my God. They're so bad.
And like
it's
shout out Paul Klein. He's a great he's great. He's a great barber now.
Yeah,
he'll tell you the story too every time. It's hilarious. When he was apprenticing in like Union, it was right around the block from my house.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll come through, you can cut my hair. He's like, all right, he's like he even tells me, he's like, I have no idea what I was doing. He's like he's like, it was a 2.5 hour experience too, and I was just wanting to shape up. Yeah,
But see, I remember those days.
But like,
I remember
like those
I had
days
dudes in my chair for 2 hours.
Yeah,
it's a learning experience.
You know,
and
now,
I'm sure you see the shit he posts, dude. He's putting like Sonic
in
the back
like
of his head.
He's drawing Sonic.
Yeah, dude,
shit.
Like he's fucking good.
He's nice now.
I can't draw Sonic in the back of some kid's head. There's no shot, zero shot that I could do that. But he can do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And it's been a short time frame for him. You know what I mean? It's not like he's been doing it. For that long.
Yeah.
It's been a few years.
A lot of people can progress, you know, certain things like, you know, fast or slow. Other people.
I feel like he's got the brain for it.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it's like certain
like
people
he's
have
good
that.
At the drums. And, you know, he's, I feel like anything artistic like that that he wants
there's,
to do,
there's
I feel like his brain is
like
wired
that.
For that.
There's just people like that. I think there's people who like, they can just, okay, I'm like, boom, I'm going to be good at drums. I'm going to be good at cutting hair. I'm going to be good at drawing. I'm going to be like, and like, you see that in a lot of tattoo artists. Like, I see, I've seen so many tattoo artists.
Musicians.
Progress from being like, to really good in like a year.
Yeah.
You know, like some people like are just so like, you know, musicians, like I've seen somebody pick up an instrument they've never seen like within a couple months. They're like fucking.
Yeah. All of a sudden they know how to do everything.
Where'd this come from?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Meanwhile,
I'm like, 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've tried to get Paul to come work for me.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Dude.
That'd be
I would love to
seat.
Have him.
Hell
I would love to have him. But yeah, he's cool where he is.
Nice.
He doesn't want to leave.
But yeah, let's take a little break.
Sure.
And then on the second half, we'll get into social media.
Yeah,
ooh,
let's do
the infamous social media.
Sick.
All right. Fucking got my fake on my fake remote.
From Fords to Ferraris, Blue Line Detailing delivers premium auto detailing services, including deep interior detail, wash and wax, ceramic coating, and more. If you're in Central New Jersey, follow them on Instagram at Blue Line Detailing NJ and schedule your appointment with Jimmy and his team today.
What's up, guys? It's Sturch from Chop Sports, and today I'm here to finally deliver some new happenings with our friends over at Absolute Eyewear. You already know the deal. They're stocked. They have the biggest brands, including Ray-Ban, Polo, and now introducing its newest player to their star-studded lineup, Oakley. They work with all your major insurance companies, including BCBS, AARP, and so much more. If you check out Absolute Eyewear in Woodbridge, New Jersey, next to the train station, you'll receive $100 off any prescription frames and lenses. That's $100. Check them out right now by either calling 732-326-3937 or visit their website, absolute-eyewear.com. Tell them Chop Sports Sturch sent you.
And we're back the second half of the Dudecast. Still Dom.
That's
still
right.
Mark.
Second half team, baby.
We're just talking during break a little bit about football, free agency, things going on. You asked him if he's a Carolina fan. Yeah. Luckily, he's not. He is a Jets fan. Brother, like me,
there you go.
Understands the pain.
Knows the pain.
I have to say, dude,
it's so bad.
This past season numbed me to for life. I could never get excited during an off season ever again.
No, because that's what, dude. That's what the Jets do. They get your hopes up just enough in the off season to go, all right, I'm back in
every year.
In.
Yeah, and then usually like week 5-6, you're like, I'm over it. This year was. Game one, week one, 4 plays into the season.
4 seconds.
Just absolutely crushed. Yeah. My girlfriend did not say a word to me. Because we were watching it together. And she, like, dude, I was yelling at the TV watching Rodgers run out of the tunnel. And
it's so fucking inspirational.
Dude, oh, my God. Dude, it's so patriotic.
And then he went down. Oh. She didn't say a word to me. She knew. She was like, this dude's on the verge of just, that's it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, she knew, dude. Like, I got to leave him alone and just let this settle.
I understand, bro.
It was terrible.
Oh, my God. I mean, and honestly, and my wife will say it, that I was up to that point, that prior off season, when we acquired Rodgers, I said, babe, listen, I know I don't. She's like, I go, I know I don't always say this. She's like, you always say this.
You always
I'm like,
say
I know
this.
I don't always say this. Something's different this year.
Something's different. Yeah.
That's what we say, dude.
We got the pieces. Different. We got the quarterback. Yeah. Things are good.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing. This year, it felt like when you said something's different, it was real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
It felt tangible.
You didn't have to fucking convince yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Like, right? Because that's what we do. We just convince ourselves, like, no, this is
this guy
different.
Might be all right. This might turn out. Yeah. He might have a bounce back year. No. We had Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. We had a team ready to go, a great defense already.
Yep.
All the pieces were there.
That was it.
And then it didn't take more than what? 4 plays?
4 plays. That was it.
4 plays.
When you look back at the Jets season, though, it's like, this is the most Jets season of all time.
And if we rewind this podcast, we said the most Jet thing to happen
would be
for Rodgers to
get hurt
down
first game of the year. Because I was saying
we had,
because he was like
visual proof of this,
and then it happened.
And it happened
because we were talking about, like, I'm like, oh, he probably should play during the early. He shouldn't play during like the season. It's like, what's the difference? Because if he comes out week one, he gets hurt, it's ruined anyway. And it's exactly what happened. He came out week one and got
because
hurt.
We've lived four it. Plays. We know it. Vinny Testaverde, and on the same. This is what's sick. The same exact date.
Is it really?
Vinny tore his Achilles.
Was
that's
it?
Almost as
I didn't
dark.
Realize that. Yeah,
that's
I didn't,
almost
I didn't know
as
that.
Dark as the Alex Smith Joe Theismann.
Oh yeah,
With the Redskins, they both broke their leg the same day, the same yard line during the same shit. Like it was. It's the most
wild.
Insane thing.
Yeah,
like when you
wild.
Look at it, you're like, holy
how
shit! Like the
connected.
Same injury at the same time. Like it's nuts when you think about shit.
But
like that.
Testaverde, man.
Yeah, I didn't realize
that. Yeah, that year after the '98 season. Where we lost to the AFC Championship game to the Broncos.
Doug Bryan.
Yeah.
We kicked the fucking.
No. That was later years. Okay. That was Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah.
But no, that was Vinny and the Jets, Curtis Martin, Wayne Krabet, 1998 AFC Championship against the Broncos. That was the year the Falcons went to the Super Bowl and lost to the Broncos.
Yep.
It was that year. And yeah, man. Fucking the following, we lost that game. The following year, Jets are Super Bowl favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And
then he comes out, shit's bad. See you later.
Achilles torn.
Good night.
What happens? Yep. How the many mummy. Years later?
The mummy.
Bam.
The mummy.
Same. Vinny the mummy. Thing to Aaron Rodgers.
See, they're okay. So something feels different now. They're making good moves.
Don't do it to me, man.
Listen, bro. They're making good moves.
They are.
They just got the two guys from the Ravens. Yeah. I'm not super familiar with, but
Moses is an ex-Jet who I like, and I didn't want him to leave in the first place, so I'm happy he's back.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take anybody from that Ravens offense. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, whatever. They got two guys from the Ravens, and they're fixing the line. That was the main problem.
Yeah.
Good.
What about Tyrod Taylor, your backup quarterback?
I don't got to ask you. Ty God.
For some reason, you're infatuated with Tyrod Taylor.
I would much rather have him than Zach Wilson.
There you go. 100%. It's an upgrade, but
it's way better than Zach Wilson.
The problem here is, God forbid, either Aaron Rodgers becomes our vice president and leaves the Jets.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah,
somehow that's a thing. Or
he goes down with injury again. You only get 2-3 games at Tyrod before he goes down. Then who the hell you got?
Yeah, he's always going down too.
It's going to be with RFK anyway.
He is. Yeah, Tyrod's always getting injured too.
It's going to be RFK versus
the RFK voice. I can't do it.
You know, I'm really fucked up making fun of his voice like this. If you like this video, like and submit and make Aaron Rodgers your vice president.
Somehow that's just
I woke up to that news.
That's a hilarious story.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Oh my God.
I don't know what they're doing.
So now let's get into real fast the little thing we like to call social media. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you start getting hyped on social media. Like you got a lot of social media followers.
Which, as we know.
So like obviously, that probably fuels a good amount of your clientele that come through the barbershop. Would you think? Or you think it all started from just solid haircuts and people just coming back?
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely do get clients that found me through social media, but the core base of my clients have
been with me for years.
Yeah, they've been with me long before I ever got popular on social media.
What happened that there was a boost in like your social media? Like what had happened? Like were you like, you know, I'm gonna start making content because you make a lot of content now.
Yeah.
So what was the fucking buy? I was making content
and trying with social media for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been trying to take it seriously for probably 6-7 years now.
Okay.
So I mean, it hasn't been overnight, but the first thing that really gave me like that boost where people started to notice me was when I kissed all my clients on the forehead.
That's right. And that was on like Good Morning America.
Yeah, bro.
And
that
like
thing
that.
Went crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. It was, I don't know, one of the morning shows, I think the Today Show or something. My cousin texted me and like, she lives in Florida. Like we don't talk that much. So I was like, what's going on? Did somebody die or something?
It's like I have a funeral.
Oh, that's her name. I'm like, that's not good.
Yeah.
Like,
you see the name. You're like, oh shit, here we go.
What's this going to say? And then she goes, dude, they just played your video on the Today Show.
Good Morning America. Awesome.
One of them. I don't know. And I was like, you're fucking lying. I was like, send me the link. So she sends it to me and sure enough, there it is.
So what was the video for people that aren't familiar with it?
Yes. So pretty much I set up my camera and I told my clients that I was just going to film the haircut just for haircutting content, whatever, nothing crazy. And then at the end of it, when I went to dust all the hair off of them, I just gave them a little smooch right on the forehead.
A little smoocheroo.
And then you just like, you got to see their
genuine reaction.
Yeah. Cause I didn't tell them, like none of my clients, when it blew up, I got so many messages like, was that set up? Did they know? Like, no.
And this wasn't a trend beforehand. This was something that you just decided to do.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, dude, I'm going to kiss my clients. See what happens. just see how it goes. Yeah. Just, you know, maybe they'll like it. Maybe they won't.
Maybe they'll be weirded out. Maybe they'll laugh.
Yeah, maybe I'll be in a fight today. Who knows? You know what I mean? I have no clue. But no, everybody ended up thought it was hilarious. And, you know, then I put like 6 of them all together in one video and just threw it up on the internet. And before I knew it, just like I had to turn off my notifications on my phone because
straight viral.
I couldn't click anything on my phone because literally
everything was notification.
This stuff's just popping up on my screen. I couldn't click anything. I had to shut all the notifications off.
That's nuts. That's nuts.
And it started going crazy. And then 2 days later, what's her name? The actress, she's in like the Capital One commercials now. What's her name?
Oh.
She was in the movie about the kid who went to the NFL.
Sandra Bullock?
Yeah.
Sandra Bullock. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Talking Michael about the Blindside?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, that's I couldn't it wouldn't come to
classic
me.
Hot.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock, classic, cool.
Yeah. So it was going crazy for a couple of days, and then she got a hold of it, and she, I guess, screen recorded it and put it on her page. Like, not on her story, on her page.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and tagged me.
Oh,
and then,
shit.
Nuts.
Yeah, forget it.
Immediately. Yeah. And I saw it pop up. It was like, this, she tagged you, and I was like, that's got to be fake.
There's
I went, I'm like, a verified 11 million legit follower account. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then, dude, to this day, she follows me.
That's awesome.
That's solid.
Couldn't tell you why, Sandra Bullock. She follows me. Yeah.
She's a fan.
Yeah. She's a fan. She likes the content.
Dude. Yeah. Dude, she's commented on a couple of things here and there. I'm like, dude, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, this is an A-list movie star.
Legit. Like, top.
Yeah. Like, she's done a lot of big shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not a small-time actor.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, she follows me, dude? Yeah. Like,
that's cool. All right.
That's awesome. Yeah, and, like, that was pretty much it. Like, after that, you pretty much, like, followers probably grew right from there instantly, right? Like,
they started growing from there. I think when that happened, I was at like 2,000 or 3,000.
Mm-hmm.
That went crazy. That took me to around 15 within like a matter of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And once you're kind of in that territory, I feel like it's almost easier to pick up traction because I think the algorithm,
we got more eyes.
Yeah, and like the algorithm kind of feeds in more.
Yeah, so like there's more of a chance, like there's more people looking at your stuff, so there's more of a chance that it gets shared.
Yeah.
Out to other people.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Because with social media, that's the thing. Like, you want to create content that somebody watches and goes, all right, I got to send this to
somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, to people who've never seen you before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, once you have like a few more eyes on you, then it's definitely easier to post a video and have it gain traction, especially if you know what your audience wants from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing. Because I always look at social media like it's a TV show, it's my TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're tuning in to watch it, but every day.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, we used to just watch a TV show once a week when it aired.
Yep.
These people click that follow button, and they're tuning into your TV show every day. So
there's a level of expectation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Like, when I teach, I tell barbers all the time, like, because I'll go to a barber's page, and it's just haircut, 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 haircut. And it's just a picture taken on their phone, like, from the same angle with the same shop in the back. Like, basically every picture looks the same on their page. And people don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's
just,
it's not entertaining content.
Yeah.
So I always try to explain it. Like, you got to think that you need to cater to this audience that you have. What do they want to see from you? It's not about what you want to post. Like,
right.
Yeah, cool. You did a cool haircut, took a cool picture. But the people who follow you probably don't care. Like they've seen the haircut before.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
They don't care. Like, if you look at my page, there's very few haircuts.
Mm-hmm.
There's that many. If I do post a haircut, it's on my story.
Okay.
And it disappears in 24 hours. Like, mm-hmm. On my page, you're not going to find that many haircuts.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. That's true. That's also, I've noticed you've posted a lot more content.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Much more. Because
that's what works.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Like, people, that's the thing. Like, even with the podcast, like, people want to see your personality.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's like, social media didn't really change for me until I started using my personality and really opening my mouth, using your words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when you can actually connect with people, because people will hear something you say and they'll go, I think the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But if you're just like haircut, haircut, haircut,
whatever,
like, people just don't care about that stuff.
It's
it's not good content.
That is a fact. One of my favorite videos is actually like probably my all time favorite video is one where like that chick's milking the cow.
You walk off
and you're mooing.
That was good.
I don't know why. I'll watch that every once in a while. I'll just go back to that and I'll just have a big hearty fucking laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a lady milking a cow, like just like beating it
aggressively.
She's also super
hot.
She's
a fucking smoke show.
Yeah, we can't leave that out. Like, she's also super hot.
Yeah, she's just smoke show.
Got these like tight shirt on and like this like cowboy looking hat thing, and she's like milking
going
the cow. And then she's like smiling, she's like at the camera and shit.
So he
and
just
then
gets
it just
up with the
the
cow.
It just cuts to me, like, I did like a green screen background where it's like me in a field somewhere, and then just did like a moo sound effect.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so
that
fucking
one, yeah,
good.
That video did, yeah, it's that one did pretty favorite. Well. Yeah, that was a good one, dude.
So good.
Yeah.
But like, that's the same. Like,
but that's the shit that does
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's the shit. Yeah. And then you had the one that's like, the last one was like a big one because that was the like kind of controversial
oh,
one
with the with the stylist lady
yeah.
That did like
I'm sure
40.5 million views.
Wow. So how'd that one come about? Did you see that first and then you did like a duet with it or
no?
Like,
he just made fun of it.
No, somebody basically somebody sent me one of her videos where she was doing that, and then I started scrolling through her content and. Basically, like, all of her content is, like, mostly consultation stuff. So it's her talking to clients beforehand. And she's – every single client that sits in her chair, she's like – what was – she's yeah, she goes – first, before we start, is it okay if I touch you?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
You're in a barbershop. Yeah. You're in a salon. Well,
there's a level expectation.
You know? Right? Yes, yes. Naturally, right? Yes.
You know what I mean?
You would think.
And then, you know, they talk about the haircut and whatever. And then she goes, oh, and also, before we get started, what are your pronouns? And, like, I saw it, and, like, I was like, dude, this is, to me,
it's insane.
Ridiculous.
Because,
one, I'm not going to ask anybody that sits in my chair if I can touch you, unless you bring it to my attention prior to the appointment, that you got, like...
An issue.
Yeah, like, there's some... Here. Yeah, like, and if you did, cool, I get that, respect it, cool,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you that I'm about to touch you. But,
in
general... I'm not going to ask.
Yeah, there's a level expectation you get a haircut.
Hey, dude, I'm going to touch
very
you.
Very standard procedure.
Like, yeah. Like how you booked a haircut.
Like,
I'm
hair's not
going to
magically fall off your head.
Right? Exactly.
Like, I'm going to wave the wand and it's going to go, woo!
Yeah.
It's going to fall
off.
Yeah,
the little the,
Photoshop.
I'll air dry it. I'll air drop the haircut over
you
to
click.
You. Yeah, Bluetooth haircut. You know what I mean? Like, and then the pronoun thing, I was like, dude, I don't need your pronouns to cut your hair.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, I don't need it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, and also, I don't care. Like,
yeah.
Like, fucking identify as a fucking Apache helicopter. I don't give a shit, dude. Like, do you have money for this haircut? Because that's all that really matters. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, so I saw all her videos, and I was like, dude, golden opportunity.
It's
right
a legitimate it's a legitimate business that...
Oh, yeah.
She's
like
a real barber.
I think she's...
I'm sure she didn't like that video at all.
I never heard from her.
Really?
I'm surprised. I guarantee she saw it.
I'm surprised. She had to have seen it.
Yeah, she absolutely saw it, for sure. 100% she saw it. Yeah, she's out in her salon is in Nebraska.
Okay.
Which I was like, dude, this girl's got to be in like Portland.
Right?
Yeah, of course. I didn't want to assume, but I'm thinking Portland, Cali, something.
Yeah, she's in Nebraska.
Interesting.
Because I was like, dude, how is this happening? But then I realized she's probably got a monopoly on that type of clientele.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
She's the only one. She's the only one that caters to that type of client. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Which brings the question, who's the fool
video.
Here?
Yeah, right?
What?
Maybe we're the fools here.
Maybe we're the fools, right?
Yeah.
She's making all the money. She's making all the liberal money.
She is, she is making, I'm sure she's doing well because she seems to be busy, and she's also got, she's got a following, too, on TikTok and Instagram and all that.
That video did 40 million, which is nuts.
Because, dude, what's the population of America? Like 300 million or
something
like
that?
Yeah, like... An eighth of the country saw that video.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucking
insane.
That's
nutty.
Dude, I looked at the total playtime. And mind you, that video is like 45 seconds long. Mm-hmm. The total playtime is over like a month. on a 45-second video. Yeah.
That's nutty.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
That's so sick.
Yeah, but I knew that was going to do well because people have such a strong opinion one way or the other
exactly.
on those topics.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what, once people start commenting, no matter what it is, doesn't matter, good or bad, doesn't matter. The algorithm doesn't know what they said. Mm-hmm. All the algorithm knows is somebody's commenting on this, must be good content, show it to more people.
Yeah.
Yep.
And with that, dude, I had people arguing in my comments for weeks
with each other,
just back and forth, like, fuck you. And, dude, the algorithm's like, show it to everybody.
Giving me
like, show it to everyone you possibly can, dude. Like, this is golden content. It's
so
keeping
good.
People scrolling. Show it to everyone.
Now, has anybody reached out to you from, like, companies or anything like that, like, to, like, promote shit on social media? For the most part, I'm sure you've gotten some pretty weird shit.
Dude, I wake up with emails from China asking me to promote their random bullshit literally every single day.
What's the weirdest one? Is there one that stands out?
Yeah.
Like products?
Yeah.
No, it's never any weird shit. It's usually like some
like
kind
scissors?
Of clothes. No, never
some
scissors.
Boring,
no.
Yeah.
Some kind of like clothes, makeup, which I'm like, do you not like? I don't wear makeup. It's
yeah.
pretty
yeah,
clear.
Yeah.
Or like random gadgets. Like the one company sent me a food scale, which uh-huh. was cool because I actually do use that.
Yeah.
But yeah, like random like gadgets and shit like that.
That's pretty sick though. Just randomly.
Yeah.
Like...
But like as far as like big companies, uh-huh. they don't reach out to me because I am not good for business.
Yeah.
Based gotcha. On things that I say.
Too controversial.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they don't want that. They don't want me. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's always just like people from China. And I know it's from China. Because I wake up with an email and I'll respond, and then they don't respond until that night. Yes. So I know. I'm like, you
the
were sleeping
frame.
All day.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's why you didn't say anything.
Oh, man. So if you had any
but
advice.
They always want, like, a commission deal.
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, nah, dude, you can pay me up front, and I'll say whatever.
You sell 400 scale.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, yeah, sell these scales, and we'll give you, like, 5% commission on each sale. I'm like,
you cool. do very well.
Yeah, like, I'm good. I'm not doing that, dude.
But so if you had any advice for people, like, people who are like really trying to like do social media show, like what would be like one thing you tell like with that you that people would have to do to kind of like, you know, maybe start a following on social media?
I mean, the biggest thing is just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like, just keep
consistency,
going.
Right?
I mean, dude, there's at any moment, any video you post could yeah. be the one.
That's what I'm, yeah.
That's it. That's,
it takes
one video.
Yeah, I always say, I'm like, it takes one fucking video, really.
And you know what's funny? It's like the things that you don't think are going to
pop.
Sometimes just pop.
Yeah.
And you're
yeah.
like, why did that get so much reach? I don't even know.
Yep.
But it goes to
yeah.
that consistency.
Like, we have some videos
just
that
keep
do
putting
well.
Things out, and then
yeah.
you never know.
Well, that's the thing. If like if you only put out one video per week,
mm-hmm.
the chances of one of your videos taking off slim to none because
yeah.
there's not many that
people
exist.
Are doing
you're competing
yeah there's
so
not many
much.
That exist
yeah.
so but if you're like staying consistent and keeping working at it and doing it every day, at least one video a day, the chances of something blowing up at some point are much higher because now you got 30 videos in the month instead
yeah.
of four.
Yeah,
like you have 30 chances now for mm-hmm. one of those to do well. And like yeah, what you're saying, like the shit you make and that you don't think it's going to do well does well.
Yeah.
Dude, that cow video.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
was, like, sitting on lunch eating a turkey sandwich.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I saw her video milking uh-huh. the cow, and I was like, got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I filmed
yeah.
that whole and edited the whole, put it all together in, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
Just threw it up on the internet. Boom, did well.
Did well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's
like,
what
I'm it's
saying.
Just random shit. But you have to... You have to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Like it's not
yeah.
just, it's not overnight. I mean, it could be, but
yeah.
if you're not consistent, you're not doing it.
Yeah.
And it's definitely not going to be overnight.
Exactly.
And it's not going to be long term either.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to just keep doing it.
So, like, social media, do you see, like, you just like, do you have like a goal for social media at all? Like, or just kind of like, just keep growing it and see what happens type
yeah.
of deal?
Yeah. No, I never had like a specific goal in mind, like
mm-hmm.
oh, I want to work with like that company
mm-hmm.
or hit this number of followers or anything like that. I just always knew that the way the world is today,
mm-hmm.
Simply just having a following on social media opens doors.
Yeah, yep.
I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I wanted to build a following just to open whatever doors would be open. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Just I didn't like I knew there
You're
was opening
more chances. Yeah.
yeah, like I knew there was more opportunities. Having a following, and it, you know, it's worked. Like I get to travel the country
yeah.
and get paid to teach haircutting, which like
mm-hmm.
I would probably do for free.
Yeah, yeah.
But now this company puts me on airplanes and pays me to do it.
That's sick.
And it's because I have a following. Like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm good at cutting hair and I'm good at teaching and
mm-hmm.
all the stuff. But it started with they noticed me.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah,
like they knew that I existed.
Yeah, yeah, you know exactly.
I mean? Yeah,
that's sick. So now, now you've been doing all this, you decide. I'm gonna start a clothing company, right?
Yeah.
So what is this new yep. what is this new venture you're getting yourself into?
Yeah. So this I started with the hats. I was making hats
mm-hmm.
for a little bit. I did that for like 6 months, and they were
hats
just,
are pretty cool.
Yeah. No, they were cool, but
nice
they were like
style.
just like funny joke type
yeah.
of hats, and like I did it for a little bit, and then I realized I was like, if I'm gonna spend all this time and energy trying to build a brand, I want it to be something really cool. Like
yeah.
something that I truly love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
excuse me.
You good.
And yeah, so that's when I was like, all right, I'm going to shut down the hats, just sell off what I got, and then I'm gonna start making actual cool shit. Cause mm-hmm. like at this point in my life, like I don't really have too many hobbies. But one of my main hobbies is sneakers and clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I wanted to make stuff for people like me that like mm-hmm. cool stuff, high quality stuff, and that are willing to spend the money for
to
that
have the
stuff.
Nicer stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because like that's like my thing. Like I'll spend money on clothes and shoes because I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what I mean. And Jesus Christ, dude, my allergies are horrendous.
everybody's in rough shape right
dude,
now.
Dude, I have
dude.
Terrible allergies, like yeah. year round. It's so
his
bad.
Are pretty bad.
Yeah,
too. His are
yeah,
rough.
I get it, man.
Yeah, yeah. So bad, dude. Oh fuck. No. Yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to make something cool. So.
What are your designs inspired by? How do you create your designs without giving away all your secrets, of course?
The first drop is 4 t-shirts and 2 hats. Each one is kind of inspired by something different. Because they don't all kind of fall into like one category. They're yep. all kind of a little bit different in their own mm-hmm. sense. So it really just depends like what I see that day or that week that I'm like that clicked, like something just clicks, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is what I'm going to come up with. And then either I'll put it together, on my phone one way or another, or I'll have a graphic designer draw everything
nice.
Out for me. And then, yeah, just send it off to, my printers, my suppliers and all that. And, now I'm just, everything's in production right now. I'm just waiting to have everything shipped into me. And then we're going to shoot a whole bunch of content. I got a studio shoot set up in Jersey
Ooh,
City and then
nice.
Some outside stuff.
Cool.
What's the name of the brand?
624
Company.
624
Company.
Company.
It's my nice. Son's birthday, 624.
Awesome.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Which, yeah, I've gotten a lot of questions like, what's the number?
Yeah. Now you hear the secrets.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
So like
yeah, it's like another creative outlet.
Yeah.
I mean, for my mind to get all that energy.
Yeah.
Out.
And it's pretty cool. Like you were saying like the higher quality. So what sets your like your quality up compared to other like
yeah.
shit?
So most so like your average t-shirt is gonna weigh like 4 to 5 ounces.
Okay.
Right. So it's like thin material.
Yeah.
It's like it's not gonna last that long. Like mm-hmm. you wash
probably
it a couple times.
Right,
probably like a
probably,
basic, yeah.
Yeah.
Like
yeah, like it's fine, but like it's not anything special. You
yep.
know what I mean? And then, you know, obviously nothing wrong with it. It's just not anything special. It's just an average t-shirt.
Yeah.
The ones that I'm making right now weigh 7.5 ounces.
It's so a heavy, it's a big boy shirt. It's a heavy,
yeah,
it's a
like
thick
almost
shirt.
Almost twice the weight
yeah.
that the average t-shirt weighs. So it's,
yeah.
you're going to
so
get
you're getting
it
the
like,
stitch. That's a stitch count and a half right
yeah,
there. You're
yeah.
that thing's like fucking.
Yeah. Like you feel it. You're going to immediately know like this is quality.
This is, yeah, yeah.
Like it's going to last. Mm-hmm. It's not going to, you're not going to wash it two or three times and it shrinks. It's all pre-shrunk.
Ultimate buzzkill.
Yeah.
Worst stuff. Everything's 100% pre-shrunk cotton. You're not going to wash it. The neck gets all bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like none
Run
of that's going to happen.
Yep.
Nice.
And that, cause that's the worst, dude. When
yeah.
I see a shirt and I order it cause the design is cool.
And then you get it and you're like, fuck.
Dude,
the
second you touch it, you know, like this is not going to last.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have this shirt for a couple of months and it's going to go in the garbage.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. I hate that, dude. So
yeah.
I wanted people to, when they get my shit, they immediately, they're like, all right, now I know why I spent this amount of
money
on this.
Here.
T-shirt
yeah.
or this hat or whatever mm-hmm. it might be that I come up with in the future.
Yeah, no, I get it. Because remember, you were having that little debate in your comments, like, what do you think's a proper price for something
yeah.
that is high quality and you know, like this? And I think it's just something. I personally, I think it would be like whatever your cost is.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like as long as you're making like a, if you can double what your cost is and make a profit,
yeah.
then that's probably like where the price point would be at. I think.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's generally what you want to do. Like, you want to at least make 100%
yeah.
Profit margins. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be end up being right around, like, maybe 110, 115% profit.
Yeah.
Not profit, I guess, of the cost of the shirt.
Yeah,
for me.
Yeah.
Because then I also have to roll in, like, you know, I have to run a website, which
mm-hmm.
costs money every month
yep.
to host. I got to pay to have all this content shot. What else? You know, marketing, ads, all kinds of stuff. Like, there's
yeah.
all kinds of back end costs that go into, like, just bringing
a design to the table,
t-shirt to
yeah.
market to where
yeah.
somebody can physically buy it. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Hell yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into it that a lot of people don't see, and Yeah, and like, you know, that's why I asked that publicly, because I'm not trying to
rip anybody off.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to make a bajillion dollars, you know what I mean, off of making T-shirts. So I wanted it to be fair and see what, you know, see what the public thought about it.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I think, so did you decide on a price point yet, or?
Not set in stone, but probably around 55 to 60 for the shirts, maybe 40 to 50 for the hats.
Which is surprising, because I always feel like people would pay more for a hat, and I don't know why.
I do, too.
Right?
Yeah, I do,
like,
too.
I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like you can just sell hats for whatever, and people are like, oh, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah, I always thought that, too. And then I'm realizing maybe not.
Yeah, maybe
I mean,
you
they
can.
Well, they, yeah, I mean, they might, but I don't know.
You might not have to.
Yeah,
you know, you might be able to just, like, make
I don't have to, I don't want to.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to rip somebody off. You don't have to. Yeah. That's a good businessman right there. Maybe not a smart businessman, but a good business.
Like, I just want to make cool shit that people can have, and, like, you know, it's semi-affordable for people.
And it goes back to, like, the same thing that you're doing, like, as a barber. At the end of the day, you're making somebody feel good, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, no different than getting a fresh haircut or walking out like a, having
fresh
a new tee, shirt.
Like
man, it's like that same feeling. It gives you that confidence, and you know, for you to be someone that kind of helps people, you know, in that way, I think that's really awesome, man.
Yeah. I think your story, people hear like your story where you came from, what you did, I think it's going to resonate with a lot of people, because a lot of people who are probably struggling right now think, oh, maybe I can't fucking do that, you know. And then you're fucking walking example of somebody who came back from the dark side.
Yeah,
and fucking made 100%. Something themselves, and and you're doing the fucking damn thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like the story of how I started cutting hair. I open my classes when I'm on the road with that story.
Yeah,
and I can't even tell you how many people came up to me after classes, and thanked me for telling that, because either they struggled with it or they're close with somebody who's currently struggling, and all that stuff. And you know, I feel like as somebody who has at least some sort of a platform. For me to have been through that and come through and made it to the other side and made it out alive, which the statistics on that is 2%.
That's crazy.
2% of drug addicts survive their
drug
addiction.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so for
98% death rate.
Yeah, yeah. So for 2 years now, or for 7 years now, I've been a part of the 2%. That's obviously crazy. That's never guaranteed.
Well, good for you. I'll give you kudos to that for real, bro. You deserve
a
fan
to be somebody who's got at least a little bit of a platform that has come through that, to not publicly share that and talk to people about it, I think would be selfish.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who suffer with stuff like that, and they suffer in silence because they don't think it's okay to talk about it.
Yeah. Oh, so for sure.
I've never been like one to hide my past or anything like that. I'm like, I'll tell you whatever.
It's like, the highest level of respect I can give you, I give you.
100%. Sure. And because we've seen how the other side, you know, ends, and how it affects
literally everybody
and
in this room is affected
like that.
By that. Everybody in this room has been affected by
that's
100%.
The thing. It's a huge problem.
Yeah,
it's a major problem, especially right now with everything that's going around. Like, it's a major problem, to just not talk about how somebody was
criminal.
Able to make it. Yeah,
yeah,
it's selfish.
It'd be fucking,
you know what I mean?
Criminal.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
insane. Why would I not?
Yeah, but no, we the utmost respect to you, and like, we're super fucking happy you were able to come down here and do this today.
Yeah,
like,
thanks
I'm
for
so
having
I'm fucking psyched that you got to do it. Like, we were talking about this for a little bit, and I was like, I finally get to make it fucking happen.
Hell yeah, man. Thank you for having me.
And
appreciate
it. Best of luck with the continued success, man.
Thank you.
And you know, everything you're doing, from, you know, the barbershop, the content, to the new, you know, brand, the clothing line coming out, man. That's all exciting. And you know, we understand and appreciate the hustle, so we respect people like you that do these things. And then, like Mark said, what you're doing and, you know, helping people in terms of sobriety and, you know, sharing your story and things like that, man. You know, it takes a lot of courage, and it's a brave thing to do, and it's helping a lot of people. So
Big facts.
If there's one person that's listening to this episode that gained any inspiration from what you said, man, I think, you know, there's...
It's worth it.
It's worth it. There's so much value in that. So we appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
And then, so like, we do like, there's a lot, this show we usually do a bunch of different segments. Like, sometimes we'll do like this and that, the fucking ha-ha moment. So I got a dude of the week this week. We got a dude of the week, right?
Dude of the week.
It's a dude of the week.
Have a dude in mind. Who's the dude of the week?
Dude of the week, yes.
Okay.
So this week's dude of the week is Mark fucking Coleman.
I'm the dude. So that's what you call me.
The former
Ex-UFC
fighter.
One of the OG.
One of the OG UFC.
UFC fighters.
He is, like, he was from UFC, like, two. So he actually saved his parents from a burning house.
Recently.
Yes. Yeah, like this past week. Like, they just put a video out of him, like, in a hospital bed recovering. Like, he's, like, coming to now and recovering.
But he was in full, like, coma and everything.
So he ran in the house and saved both his parents and then ran in a third time to save the dog and passed out the third time in the fire. And they pulled him out and he lived.
Oh, shit, he passed out.
Yeah.
In there.
In there. And they got him out and he lived. But he managed to get his parents and the dog out of the house. And everybody survived. Yeah.
Damn. OG. Dude of the week.
Yeah, dude of the fucking week, bro. You're saving your fucking family from a fucking burning building.
And to go back in after you saved the humans to go for the dog. Unfortunately, the dog did not survive.
Oh, the dog didn't make it?
Nah, dog did not make it.
Oh, yeah, because he did pass out when he was going for the dog.
But, I mean, wow. I mean, I would do the same. I get it.
Just to even go back in there a second time.
Just shows
what
type of person you are.
Yeah,
that's... Not a lot of people would do that.
No.
They'd be like, fucking, there's fire in there, dude.
Yeah. That building is engulfed in flames.
Yeah, they'd be like, especially, I got my parents out.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Exactly. Yeah,
job's done. We're good here.
Yeah, but, bro.
No, it's great to see that he's hopefully on the mend now.
Dude of the fucking week.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. 100%.
But, this show's been good. 48, good episode.
Great episode.
We might be taking a little break from the show for a little bit. We'll talk about that some other time. But, might be taking a couple weeks off to recharge the batteries.
That's all. Been at it for a while.
You have to.
We've been grinding hard, bro.
Yeah, you
been
have
going
to.
Hard. Like,
we were, talking about it on the way here, too. And it's like, we had a podcast before this that we did for a year before we joined Chop Sports and joined the studio here. Mm-hmm. We had a place, we had a little built studio at my house, makeshift that we were using, and that was still a weekly show.
Yeah.
And then still when we came on here onto video, more editing, more just production time, things like that. So,
And now he lives 2 hours away too. So, it's
I come
far
once a week just to record. Sure. Yeah. So, logistically, it's tough as well.
Yeah, that's not easy.
But
we do it. A far drive.
Yeah, but we do it for the folks at home.
Yeah, man.
We do it for the folks
at home.
This is for you.
Yeah, definitely. But just like you on the content side and what you love to do, you're just going to do it. So.
Yep. But it's been sick. Really fucking appreciate you coming on.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. No fucking problem. We'll probably do this again.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
But everybody, have a good one. Take it fucking sleazy.
We out.